From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. Negotiations continue on a new labor contract for more than 22,000 workers at West Coast ports. Reuters says industry leaders and the White House are watching the high-stakes talks closely that include 29 ports from California to Washington that bring in up to 40% of American imports. The Pacific Maritime Association and the International Longshore and Warehouse Union says cargo will keep moving until an agreement can be reached. Farmers are invited to submit nominations for the 2023 Farm Bureau Farm Dog of the Year contest, co-sponsored by Purina. It's the fifth annual contest that celebrates farm dogs and the many ways they support American farmers and ranchers producing nutritious food. The deadline is July 15th, and the grand prize winner gets a year's worth of Purina dog food and $5,000. Just go to the Farm Bureau website at fb.org. New York Representative Elise Stefanik and other House Republicans introduced legislation that prohibits adversarial countries from acquiring American companies amid global food shortages. Stefanik says food security is national security, and she's proud to stand against foreign adversaries that want to exploit potential vulnerabilities and assert control over America's ag industry. The bill would specifically prevent countries like China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea from buying American ag companies. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.